Now, let's see what kind of business this week's new movies are likely to drum up. Writer Mark Jordan Ligon has our weekly digest of what the critics are saying. Here is Slate's summary judgment.
I don't know if today's IRS deadline finds the studio heads scrambling to file their taxes on time, but it is slim pickings this weekend, film fans. There's only one major wide release, so we'll save that for last. Opening in limited release is Palindromes, the new quirky drama from writer-director Todd Solondz, who has given us Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. This time around, he tells the story of a teen girl who desperately wants to have a baby and runs away from home when her parents forbid it. Jennifer Jason Leigh and Ellen Barkin star.
I know this is difficult, but really, you're still just a child.
Like most of Solondz's films, the critics either like it or hate it. The Los Angeles Times says, as depressing as it is hard to watch, Palindromes is also consistently horrifyingly funny and sharp-witted. Variety calls it a boldly intriguing, if not entirely satisfying, subversion of American family values, but the New York Times pretty much sums it up for the film's detractors. The real problem is not that Mr. Solondz goes too far, but that he seems to have no particular direction in mind, no artistic interest beyond the limitless ugliness of humanity. Hey, don't knock the limitless ugliness of humanity. Cast Rob Schneider, put in a couple hit songs, you got yourself a movie. Next up, also in limited release, David Duchovny writes, directs, and stars in House of D. This coming-of-age drama is about an American expatriate who recalls his childhood in 1970s New York City. Taya Leone and Robin Williams also star.
That's only because you're retarded.
Don't use that word, Spaz.
Well, he is, Melissa.
Doesn't make it right.
All right, let him hit.
Most of the nation's critics did not want to go down this memory lane. Even though the New York Observer calls it a warm, nostalgic mood piece, the Orlando Weekly complains that not only is this a movie about a 13-year-old boy, but it often appears to have been assembled by one as well. And the New York Times pans it, warning, quote, "The reasons to avoid Duchovny's earnest, unwatchable coming-of-age drama can best be summarized in a simple, declarative sentence. Robin Williams plays a retarded janitor." Unquote. Enough said. And finally, our one big wide release is The Amityville Horror, a remake of the popular 1979 horror film based on the best-selling book about a real 1973 mass murder that took place in a Long Island house. Another family eventually buys the place, moves in, and starts hearing things and seeing blood pour from the walls. Hey, get a grip, people. It's called Buyer's Remorse. Ryan Reynolds and Philip Baker Hall star.
There's no bad houses. There's just bad people.
The critics seem split on this horror remake. The LA Times shouts, "Terrific scare show, fast and furious." But the Minneapolis Star Tribune worries, if they scare up enough business to perpetuate this sort of retread, that will be the real horror. Hey, look, in this market, a house with blood pouring out of the walls qualifies as a fixer-upper. Where's my realtor's number? I'm making an offer.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles, a booming real estate market.